USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. President Trump spoke at a rally in North Carolina for Republican House candidate Mark Meadows, as well as Mark Harris and Ted Budd. The president said Meadows was for border control, much like he is, calling gang members animals, no matter who it offends.
They're evil. They like knives better than guns because it's a much more painful death. And then when I said they're animals, Nancy Pelosi went crazy. She said, how dare he talks about human beings that way? I mean, can you believe this? So you have to be very politically correct. We have to be very nice. We have to...
Also, while in Charlotte, the president signed an executive order providing retirement security to small business employees.
Retirement savings plans will now be available to more Americans than ever before.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Senator John McCain lying in state in the rotunda of the United States Capitol Friday, the 31st person to receive that honor. House Speaker Paul Ryan had these words.
Though the highest office eluded him, he attained what is far more enduring, the abiding affection of his fellow citizens and an example for future generations.
Thousands of people lined up for blocks outside the U.S. Capitol to say their goodbyes to Senator John McCain. A week-long celebration of Aretha Franklin's life culminated Friday with her funeral at Greater Grace Temple in Detroit. Former President Bill Clinton spoke.
We started out not as a president, a first lady, a senator, a secretary of state. We started out as like Aretha groupies or something.
Some of the performers at that funeral included Stevie Wonder, Faith Hill, and Jennifer Hudson. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The United States and Canada will restart trade talks next week after going past the Trump administration's Friday deadline without reaching a new trade agreement. Canadian Foreign Affairs Minister Chrystia Freeland is optimistic.
Our objective in these talks is to update and modernize NAFTA in a way that is good for Canadians, good for Americans, and good for Mexicans. We know that a win-win-win agreement is within reach.
The Trump administration notified Congress that it wants to sign a trade agreement with Mexico and potentially Canada in 90 days. Most of the 49 people on that Greyhound bus involved in a crash in New Mexico Thursday were hospitalized. New Mexico Chief Medical Investigator Dr. Kurt Nolte on fatalities.
A patient transported to the University Hospital died shortly after arrival, bringing the total number of decedents to 8.
A pregnant survivor of the New Mexico bus crash gave birth to twins just hours after the devastating accident. A Chicago-area theme park announces plans to build a one-of-a-kind roller coaster. More on that from USA's Chris Barnes.
Six Flags Great America announcing that the new roller coaster will be able to accelerate from 0 to 78 miles an hour in less than 2 seconds. The new attraction will be called Max Force. It's scheduled to open next summer at the park in Gurnee, Illinois. Park officials say it will be the fastest launch coaster in North America. Its custom coaster trains will be modeled after Formula One racing cars.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.